A survey commissioned by Australia's National Research Organisation for Women and Safety is conducted every 4 years, highlighting the public opinion towards domestic violence. While the impact of domestic violence and gender inequality is resonating with young Australians, there are still concerns about certain attitudes. The Wire's Jared Girdler reports.
Young Australians aged between 16 and 24 were interviewed about the impact of domestic violence. While young people notice a strong need in society for gender equality, there is a lack of understanding about its causes. Dr. Kristen Deemer, Senior Research Fellow at the University of Melbourne, was one of the lead researchers into this survey. She spoke to me about the study's key findings.
Attitudes of young people, young men and women, there is some good news that they have improved since 2013, but young men and women's attitudes are a little bit poorer than the rest of the community above the age of 25, and young men in particular have more concerning views. So there's three areas where this is particularly problematic, and one is about understanding controlling relationships and what controlling behaviors are and what they look like in a relationship, including things like sending repeated text messages or tracking their partner via mobile phone. The second one is consent, and showing that young people have a lack of understanding what sexual consent is and how to negotiate that consent. Sometimes then it results in victim blaming. And the third one is about taking action. There is a large proportion of young people who are concerned about sexist behaviors, but they're less likely to want to act, so to be able to stand up and say something amongst their peers. Yeah, and then these are higher amongst young men than amongst young women.
Were you surprised by that particular finding?
When we're looking at young people, sometimes we are particularly optimistic that we think that change is going to happen with young people, so we look towards the younger generation to have more positive or proactive attitudes and understanding. But we have to remember that young people kind of don't exist in a bubble. They exist in our wider society, and their attitudes and knowledge are framed by the messages they get. So when we look at media images or media messaging, that's in what's happening in their families, those are the messages that are helping to frame what they believe and understand too. And that's where we need to work across the whole community if we want to see young people come up and really address gendered views in Australia.
And has the culture surrounding dating apps had anything to do with this finding?
Yeah, I think that it's different forms of expression of violence and abuse towards women. So the controlling behaviors or consent have been issues that have occurred for a long time. But as our technology changes, you end up with different forms of that expression. So whereas you might have had young people being followed around in cars or by bicycles, before social media, now you find a lot of that happening through GPSs on digital media, on phones and tracking devices. So that becomes much more accessible, and it becomes much more prevalent. People can be found much more readily. So I think it becomes a bigger problem because of the accessibility that we all have with digital media.
Kristen Deemer. Liam Dooley is Senior Executive of Community Programs at White Ribbon Australia, dedicated to providing the tools for people to speak out, both online and offline.
It can be a really confronting thing, as you'd imagine. If you're confronted with a violent situation, often it can be that challenge of going, well, is it violence that I'm looking at, or is it somebody just, having a conversation? If I do it, am I going to put myself at physical risk? Not having the confidence and having the tools to be able to do that in a way that's safe, that you can actually call out behaviour. And that's what White Ribbon's all about, is giving the community the tools to be able to do that in a way that's safe so that they can feel confident. But being a bystander isn't just waiting to see violent behaviour or to see abuse. It's about looking at what things you can actually do in your daily life to actually promote respectful relationships.
Is there a particular service that can be recommended to improve the attitudes of young people? Like you mentioned earlier, schools and...
So White Ribbon, for example, we have programs in schools, universities, sporting clubs. We work with primary and secondary schools so that schools and young people can be given the tools to be able to get involved and to be empowered to make a difference. But you mentioned before the dangers around technology. Technology has been used in a really positive way by organisations like Our Watch, who have the On The Line program and other government initiatives. It's all about understanding, online abuse, the dangers of, image-based abuse, things like revenge porn, but, learning about how to read the signs, but giving ideas for how you can actually make a difference yourself.
Liam Dooley. Dr. Kristen Deemer hopes that the survey will have the same impact it did in 2013.
You need to get people standing up and saying, yes, it is problematic, and these are the reasons why. And if we can do that in programs for young people, and the adults who are working with these young people, then we can start to shift and have a generation change. And particularly we need to be looking at young men. What are the programs with young men? And how are we constructing masculinity amongst young men? And what sorts of positive relationships are we exposing them to?
Dr. Kirsten Diemer, Senior Research Fellow at the University of Melbourne, speaking with The Wire's Jared Girdler. If you know someone in a crisis, call White Ribbon on 1-800-RESPECT.